Hello friends, good to see you. You're very, very welcome for another devotional. I'm not sure if you know what that is. If I maybe hold it up to the camera, you can see it a wee bit closer. That give you any clues? It's a pig's ear, and dogs love to eat pig's ears. And if Tozer's good, he'll get this in just a moment. Pig's ear. Have you ever heard somebody say, if you do a job and you don't do it well, maybe like me when I was at school, with my homework, and the teacher said, you made a real pig's ear of that. Or you try to do a job at home, and the wife says, you made a complete pig's ear of that. Means you didn't do a very good job. Bit ugly, bit rough around the edges, nothing attractive about it. You made a real pig's ear of it. Or sometimes people say, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. A pig's ear, it's, I suppose, an ulcerism, if you like. Tozer, he doesn't mind a pig's ear, but lots of people don't think there's much attractive about a pig's ear. But friends, the reality is that in this world, in this life, whenever we think about our relationship with God, and we think about honouring God, and we think about the Ten Commandments, and we think about the Golden Rule, we think about the Sermon on the Mount, we think about what God's ideal for us is as human beings. The reality is, as it says in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. As far as honouring God and living to His glory is concerned, we have made a pig's ear of it. We haven't done so well. We've made a whole mess of things, and the world is broken, the world is lost. And as far as man's relationship with God, living to God's glory, obeying God's commandments, living in a way that glorifies Him, if we're honest, we have all made a pig's ear of it. In the Bible, the pig or the sow was an unclean animal, and the Jewish people were forbidden to eat the pig or the pig's ear. They wouldn't have touched it. It was unclean. And the Bible says that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The scripture says we are all as an unclean thing. And maybe as you look at your life today, maybe your home, your marriage, your walk with God, your testimony, even as a Christian, you might have to be honest and confess that you have made a pig's ear of it. You've made mistakes. And you know in your heart that you're not living right before God. And maybe you think you've made such a mess of things, and you've fallen so far short, and you've got so far away from God. And maybe your home, your mind, your heart, your life, your family is in a complete mess. And you know in your heart that you've made a pig's ear of it. Well, friends, I've got good news for you. Because God specialises in things thought impossible. He can do just what no other could do. And there's a lovely verse in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse number 16, where the Lord says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. God is able to make sense out of things that make no sense. He's able to make order out of disorder. He's able to bring paradise out of chaos. He's able to make the crooked path straight. And even if you've made a pig's ear of your life, the Lord is able to sort that out. If you give Him your heart and give Him your life, maybe you feel the Lord as a Christian, He's the God of the new beginning. Tozer's getting very excited about this pig's ear. But we read about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. He had made a whole mess of his life. He'd made a pig's ear of it. And whenever he was down in the far country and he was feeding the swine, all of a sudden he realized, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against my father. But I'm going to go back and confess that. And I'm going to ask him to make me one of his hired servants. And the Lord honored him. And his father forgave him. And it was a new beginning. All as he was looking at those pigs, he realized his need for God. So if you're ever feeding a dog a pig's ear, just remember the lessons. The Lord is able to cleanse, forgive, and give you a new beginning, even whenever we have made a complete mess of things. Thanks for joining us. And Tozer, if you sit, you'll get this. Probably take it away over there somewhere. Go on, enjoy that. See you next time, folks. Bye-bye.